Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it. No matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to a new edition of the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, as always, my co-host and producer, Tim Dennis. This evening, we've got a special show lined up for you, so I don't want to hesitate. I want to get right into it. We've got a great guest with us. The first guest for this evening is known as the Amazing Randy. James Randy is recognized internationally for all of his tireless and successful investigations of psychic, supernatural, and magical claims. He's been dealing with the subjects that border on both science and mythology. His organization, the James Randy Educational Foundation, offers a $1 million prize to anyone that can demonstrate a supernatural, paranormal, or occult ability or event. That prize can be referred to at the www.randi.org. It's an online newsletter of the JREF, which is updated weekly. We'd like to welcome Mr. Randy. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, sir.
A pleasure to be here.
You know, first off, I want to say I really appreciate you taking the time to come on here. I know that you've, recently had some health issues, and we're hoping that you're having through a speedy recovery here and everything's going well for you.
Yes, it is. I must say I've got another couple of months of rehabilitation to go through, but at the end of that, I expect to be back to my old performance.
That's excellent. Good to have you here with us, and I really appreciate you coming on the show. The reason I wanted to bring you on this evening, a couple of reasons, actually. First one, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about this challenge that you're putting out there and find out a little bit about what kind of inspired you to start doing this. It's very much in the vein of Harry Houdini's war against the mediums that he took up back during his heyday, where he had actually, with the, I believe it was the American Scientific, or Scientific American.
Scientific American.
Sorry about that, right, that they put together a challenge for mediums, psychics, anybody that could actually come forward and do real paranormal or mythical things. They had made that challenge back then. What kind of inspired you to carry on this?
Well, for one thing, I saw a lot of people being injured by so-called psychics and prophets and whatnot who were taking advantage of their naivete and, in most cases, using trickery of one kind or another, psychological or physical, in order to convince these naive people that they had some sort of powers. I was rather taken with the fact that such a large percentage of people were unable to judge the difference between the paranormal, if there ever is such a thing. I don't know. I've never seen any all through my life, but that doesn't mean there isn't a paranormal force or ability out there someplace. The public, generally speaking, seem to be unable to tell the difference between something that would be real and something that wouldn't. They took the performance of myself as a magician, for example. Whenever I tried any mentalism on a television program or in person at a concert, whenever I did that, they'd come to me afterwards and say, "Well, the thing with the woman in the box, we know that's a trick, but were you able to tell the person in the audience the phone number? That wasn't a trick, now, of course." I'd say, "Yes, it was." No. I know the difference between a trick and the real thing." No, they don't. That's the problem.
Well, now I hear you, speaking about the paranormal and if it ever exists. Are you a skeptic? completely or a debunker? I mean, is there a line between
the two? No, not a debunker. I never accept that term because that would mean that I go into an investigation with the firm opinion that this isn't so and I'm going to prove it to be not so. That's what a debunker does. He has to predetermine in his own mind whether this thing is fake or not. I always go into these things saying, well, I don't know. It looks like things I've seen before, but let's find out.
Well, you've been investigating this for how long now?
Well, I'm 77. I started when I was 17, so I'll let you do the subtraction.
Oh, man, I don't have enough fingers and toes to count all those. So you've been doing this for quite a few years, 60 years,
yes.
Following through. Has there ever been a time when you've thought to yourself, honestly, wow, this very well could be something of a paranormal nature? And then what about it turned you around or made you realize that it was something else?
I wish I could say that there was one that really puzzled me, but no, none of them ever puzzled me. Some of them have made me take a second look because I didn't see it the first time, but none of them have ever puzzled me. Now, mind you, there is Sophia Loren. She looks this good at this age. I mean, this is incredible. That's not oil of Olay. That's something supernatural.
That's paranormally hot.
Yes, that is.
Yes, I would say.
Well, you've got that, and you know but then I think what's happening is she somehow did a trade-off with the devil, and she still looks fantastic, but something horrible is happening to Michael Jackson as we speak.
Yes, indeed. I think you're right.
Now, with the investigations that you've done in the paranormal, I have questions. You know, we have a few mediums and psychics that are friends of the show here that have made appearances on our show and can do, to my opinion, what are pretty impressive feats because... You know, I understand cold readings, and just like you, I can probably fake my way through a reading and come off just as convincing as 99% of the psychics and mediums out there. Now, what's your theories and thoughts on the fact of, you know, one of the guests that we have who's a fantastic lady, her name is CJ Sellers, she comes on the show with us. She can actually, when she did a reading for me, she wasn't giving me generics and basics. She was able to come forward, give me specifics, give me nicknames that my family called me and that I called them. She was able to give specifics about things about the home that I grew up in, things that aren't generic. And, you know, it's not like, well, everybody had a tire swing. You know what I mean? It's nothing like that. It's coming through with direct names. And this woman had no knowledge of me prior, and even if she did there's no record anywhere of what my family called me and my nicknames.
Question, do you have a recording of it?
Yeah, actually I believe I do have a recording of that.
Well, now we've got something to work with.
Okay.
I often have people send me their recordings. I do an analysis of them, and it turns out with most people, they're rather poor judges of what they told the so-called medium or psychic and what was told to them. And we've got several cases with Sylvia Brown, for example, where we have the tapes, and the people said, oh, she told me about this, she told me about that. And it turns out when you listen to the tape, no, the victim of this scam actually told her.
Right.
It's not the other way around, but they seem to misremember it. After all, with Sylvia, they're paying something like $750 for a 20-minute reading over the telephone, so they can't very well throw the whole thing up and say, boy, was I a fool.
But I think people, she includes nude photographs with those readings.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, I think she includes nude photographs with those readings.
Oh, yes, that's true, too. Yes, you knew.
That's
you
a knew. Joke, Sylvia. We're just joking. No litigious here. So.
For entertainment purposes only, but.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah,
now, one thing I would like to do, if you'd have an open on that, we did do a recording with another medium that that really blew our socks off, and I'd love for you to hear that one. The one that I had with CJ is more on a personal nature. I'd like to keep that one to myself, but I do have another one with a gentleman by the name of Robert Baca, and I'd love for your opinion on it if Tim and I send out a copy of it to you, because I'm anal about making sure Tim didn't give away anything. When he did, I dismissed it. I said, dude, you can't count that because, you know, you gave this away. You came up with the name, and then he followed suit. But the majority of the stuff that he came up with was unreal.
Well, and another situation is here. Have you ever looked yourself up on Google.com?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm not, actually. Thankfully, there's
a
musician in Chicago by the same name, David Schrader, who appears everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the problem, you know, the problem is with well-known people like Katie Couric, for example.
Right.
In one case, was saying, "Oh, it was impossible. This person could have this information." I found all of it on Google, and that person knew a month in advance that he was going to be doing a reading for her, and she came. He came up with all this material, and she had no idea how it could have been arrived at. But If I find it on Google, he can find it on Google, sure, too.
Well, what was interesting with this is before we even launched our show.
Mm-hmm.
I had been contacting people to get guests, and I'd read an article about him in Fate Magazine, and I was directed to him from the editor of Fate Magazine. I gave him a call. I had Tim sitting next to me. He didn't even know I had a co-host. I said, "Hey, my name is Dave Schrader. I'd like to do the little interview with you and actually have you do a reading for me to see if, you know, you're legitimate. I don't want to put you on the air if you're, you know, goofy." And he laughed about it and said, "That's fine." I said, "Oh, by the way, my co-host Tim is here." And Tim said hello. And then he launched into a reading for Tim. And it was everything he gave through for Tim. It gave me the impression he felt bad that nothing was coming through for me, because he'd give me the generic, "Oh, by the way, your grandfather's coming through and he's proud of you, Dave. Now, Tim, back to you." And he would go into these unbelievable bits of information.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear a recording of it.
Oh, definitely.
That's the test of it.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'd be happy to send that off to you.
I'll tell you something which I've done which may interest you.
Sure.
In all of the biographical dictionaries, who's who and who's who in America, and the Cambridge Men of Achievement, all of these biographical dictionaries all around the world, there are so many of them. For every one of them, I have a different name for my mother's maiden name. I have a different one in each one of those encyclopedias or dictionaries, as you want to call them.
Okay.
So when a psychic comes up and says that my mother's name, maiden name was Paradis, for example, I say, "Oh, you read Who's Who."
Oh, okay.
And they look at you very strangely, because that's the only place where that name appeared. It's never correct in any of the biographical dictionaries that I've been called by, and I use it as a sort of a hallmark of whether or not these people are going to simple sources like Google and Who's Who.
Sure. Now, with your challenge that you make available, I mean, is there a quick explanation, if you can tell us, of exactly what is included in the challenge? What are you looking for, and under what circumstances?
No, I'm not looking for anything. What I'm doing is I'm putting a challenge out there. If you believe you have some sort of paranormal, psychic, or supernatural power of any kind, and you can demonstrate it, for an independent panel, not for myself, because I might be a little prejudiced, giving away $1 million.
Right.
It's not for me. It's for an independent panel that we will agree upon in advance. Then come in or...
Now, when you say we will agree upon, when you say we will agree upon, does that mean the person that's participating and yourself?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so it's being judged by a jury of the peers, in a sense. So the person that's doing
it... No, hold on now. There's no judging.
Okay.
We always design it in such a way that it's very obvious what the answer is. In other words, I can fly by flapping my arms. Fine, step to the window.
Okay.
You know, you don't need a judge for that. You don't need someone to say, "Gee, did he really fly?"
Just somebody with a mouth.
Fell straight down, didn't you think?
Right.
You know, that doesn't require an opinion or a verdict or anything. It's very obvious. But that's the way we design all of the tests. They agree to them in advance. If they say they can tell what's in a sealed envelope, okay. We give them 10 sealed envelopes, and we say, "This is the target pool from which we chose the words that are in the envelope," or whatever. And they have to do it, either do it or not do it. Now, no one of the hundreds of people we've tested over the years has ever passed the preliminary test, which is done to relatively minor odds. For $1 million, you have to do much better than that.
Sure.
But no one has ever passed the preliminary test yet. That doesn't prove there are no psychic powers.
Okay.
All it shows is that we haven't encountered them, if they exist at all.
Now, you said that's a preliminary test. Then once they pass the preliminary test, what are they required to do?
Then we have a formal test.
Okay.
And that would be... now, you see, what we try to do is we try to learn from the preliminary test. If they've got some method of trickery or some sort of subterfuge that we have to learn about, we would learn about it during the preliminary test, you see.
Okay. I do have a quick question from one of the listeners on here, and her name is Stacy from the board. She wants to know, from looking at your website, it seems as though your challenge is bringing out every wacko in the paranormal world. What claims have you found to be the most bizarre that have come forward to you so far?
Oh, well, that's the usual question, of course. Most of the healing claims, first of all, I'll tell you that a good 80% of the claims, the applications for the challenge, I should say, are made by dowsers. That's diviners, people
right.
with forked sticks or coat hanger wires or pendulums or whatever they care to use. That's the large majority, because it depends on the ideomotor reaction, which is described on the web page. You can look that up. And it's a very common delusion that people have, They think they can douse, and yet when they're actually tested, it turns out that they can't do any better than chant. So 80% of the challenge, or the applications for the challenge, are for dowsing. But most of the rest of them are for healing, and that includes diagnosis as well. Now, the healing test is rather easy. If they say they can do a diagnosis, I say, can you do it from photographs? And most of them have agreed immediately, oh, yes, of course, I can do it easily from a photograph. Okay, so I can send them 10 photographs, and I say, diagnosis, please. What they don't know is that some of those people are dead. And okay. No one has ever come up with the diagnosis of dead. Now, I'm not a medical person, but I can tell dead.
I don't think
right
dead
off.
Is a disease, though, Randy. I think that's kind of a cheating way, don't you think?
Well, that's a final disease, I would say that.
Okay. So that's been the worst kind, are the healers and the dowsers, you think,
yeah.
Are the ones that are the most bizarre?
Oh, yeah. The dowsers have the most bizarre theories for what they do. A lot of them get very angry and say, no, it's not paranormal. God gave me this power. Okay, I don't care who gave it to you. You can get it from the lady down the street. Whatever. Just do the thing and collect $1 million. Well, they come in with their funny little sticks and whatnot, and it turns out that they can't do any better than chance.
Now, what do you reflect on with this? The one thing that's always kind of baffled me is I hear the mediums and the psychics out there and the Sylvia Brown saying that, you know, you're just looking to screw them over and that you're not going to give it a fair chance and blah, blah, blah. They don't, you know, and more importantly, why do they need to step up and prove themselves to you?
Well, they don't have to.
Oh, right. I know that, but I'm just saying, I mean, what's your take on the fact of, I mean, it's obvious, you know, the take is the fact that they don't have these abilities that they claim to have. That's why they don't want to step up to it. I'm just curious as why so many of these purported psychics and people with these abilities that make such a huge stink about it. You know, truthfully, you know, if I disliked you as much as, you know, all these people claim to hate you and hate what you stand for, I'd be the first one to stand in line, kick your butt, and take your $1 million.
Absolutely. Well, Uri Geller has already said that he doesn't like me, so he won't take the $1 million. Wait a minute, Uri. Wouldn't you be the first person to step up and take it? You could get it within 20 minutes, I'm sure, if you really had the powers that you claim you have.
Right.
Sylvia Brown said, first of all, after she agreed on the Larry King Live show many years ago, and I forget, about 6 years or six, maybe 8 years ago now, I've forgotten, but she agreed to take the test, and then she, for months and months, months went by, and we finally got a hold of her, and she said, oh, I didn't know how to reach Randy. Hey, look me up on Google.
Right.
There are a couple of 100,000 references to me on Google. You can find me somehow. Or, wait a minute, how about a telephone directory? You're a psychic. Use tarot cards, crystal ball. Look into tea leaves or coffee grounds, anything. You should be able to find out how to contact me. Then she said after that, when that excuse didn't work, she said, well, he's a godless man, so I won't have anything to do with him. Wouldn't you want to take $1 million from a godless man?
Right, definitely.
I'd
take
so.
It from a God-filled man. I really
there
don't care.
There you go. You don't care.
Well, let me ask you this now. You know, with this mention now, I've heard from some of the other people and I've read some of the articles, and they all claim to say that, you know, there's no follow-up, and like with the Sylvia Brown thing. Now, I know our second guest coming up here in about 10 minutes is a paranormal investigator. He's a radio talk show host. His name is Lou Gentile, and he's making an attempt to take the challenge with you as well.
That's right.
And he's going to be doing it with electronic voice phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after reading his website, he stated what I thought was a pretty clear challenge to you, but stating to you exactly how he wanted to do this and what he wanted to do, and it seemed to fit into the parameters pretty well.
Yes.
And I know after speaking with you, the information that was kind of relayed back to me is that the proposed protocol that Mr. Gentile wants to use is totally unacceptable. It's complicated and unwieldy. I'm curious, I don't know if you have a copy of his with you right now, but what about it stood out that was so complicated and unwieldy to you that I'm not seeing?
It went through so many phrases and so many stages of complication that it would be very hard to find out how to get an answer out of this whole thing, a definitive answer. I want an answer like 1, 2, 3, or peaches, or something like that.
Okay.
I want something distinct, something plain, something understandable. And the second scenario that he presented, I found quite acceptable, that he would have either 20 or 100 or 40 or how many wants, sealed envelopes, And we would give him the information. Now, this is what I volunteered. I would give him the target pool, that is, the 100 objects that were, or words that were represented inside the envelopes. And then we would choose envelopes at random and ask his extraterrestrial voices, or whatever the hell he thinks they are, to tell us what's sealed inside the envelope. Now, since he has the target pool there, he can't get bicycle instead of motorcycle because they're spelled differently and they look differently and
exactly.
They are different.
Okay.
So it's very definitive. He either gets it or he doesn't get it. That's why we have the target pool. If we just had, say to him, oh, we have a number of words sealed inside an envelope here. If he got something like heaven and paradise, you might be confused between the two of them. We can't have that sort of thing. It's either the word that's in there or it's not.
Okay, and that's fair enough. Reading what you've had here proposed, it says, we have set 100 envelopes, each containing a different plainly printed word from a target pool. Each word denotes a common object. The envelopes are randomized. Mr. Gentili has been given the complete list of words in alphabetical order. Mr. Gentili will choose one envelope, ask his entity what's printed inside the envelope after looking at the complete list of words. That envelope will be immediately open, and we will record whether the entity is or is not correct. They'll repeat that process 20 times. Mr. Gentili, assisted by anyone he chooses, will interpret what he says is an audio image from the entity. If the entity has correctly guessed the word inside the envelope 10 times, the test will be ruled a success. So out of 100 envelopes, if this entity can come up with 10 correct answers, you would consider that a success?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, according to Lou's website, as I'm looking on here, the email that he had posted to Jeff said, Jeff, this is Lou Gentili. I was surprised to find about you coming on and doing interviews again. He says that he has never gotten a response from either James Kramer or Jeff regarding the questions that you're waiting for. He has detailed in correspondence with JREF regarding the challenge. It's documented on his website. I even went there and printed this out. He has also said, as you stated in this new one, you can create a series of sealed number envelopes, say 200, containing the name of one common household item per envelope, and I will ask the entity what word is numbered on the envelope. The results will be determined by what I write down after review of the recording. Whatever would constitute a statistically significant number of hits, success would constitute a success test, and anything else would be a failure. I am not a statistician, so I do not know what will constitute a significant success number. It sounds like you're saying out of 100, you'd like 10 correct answers, so I'm guessing out of 200, 20 answers, if you're doing something along those lines. What is the hang-up, and why hasn't the challenge been taken? If he's agreeing to it, because his agreement here looks exactly what you were asking him to do.
Yes. Well, on February the 5th, I had a heart attack and a double bypass operation.
Sure.
As of that point, we put up on the webpage, and it's clearly visible there under the challenge, that it had been temporarily suspended. Now, in all fairness to Mr. Gentili, since he was going on your program for one thing, I rushed along with the 100 envelopes. We've got them in the safe right here at the James Randi Educational Foundation in Florida. They're all sealed up. They're all ready to go. I haven't heard anything from Lou Gentili. I wonder why. Maybe on this program we'll hear something.
Well, definitely. We're going to be talking to him in about 5 minutes here. We'll find out his thoughts on this. Now, can we follow up with both of you? I know he's made himself available to us. Follow up with you once you've had a chance to meet with him and review these and see what's going on. I'd love to hear what your take is on it once you've accomplished this challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So you are open to it. There's no hesitation. You're just waiting to hear back from him now.
Yeah.
Am I getting that correctly?
That's correct.
You're waiting to hear back from him. And what does he need to do, or how does he need to contact you in order to get this thing done?
Well, he knows how to contact me.
Okay. All right, so it's just simply going to the site.
I'm very easily contacted.
Well, I know I've got the number here to contact you through. Is it all right if I pass that on to him off the air so that I know for certain he has that phone number?
They're all listed in the telephone directory anyway, and they're on the website, and they're on my site very plainly, and they're... all over Google as well.
I think I saw them written in a couple of truck bathroom stalls too. So, well, I don't want to keep you too long here. I know that you're gracious enough to give us a half an hour of your time this evening, Mr. Randi. I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this. I'd like to keep the lines of communication open, find out what we can do. I invite you to stay tuned if you can. You can listen, and for people that are checking us out through Lou's website tonight, you can check out our show anytime on Sunday nights live from 10 to midnight Central Standard Time at www.darknessradio.com. We're going to go to a commercial break here in a minute, and Mr. Randi, I invite you to listen in for the rest rest of the show. You can listen in and hear what Lou has to say about it. We'll also make it available on the website tomorrow so that you can download it and listen to it at your leisure. We can also supply you with a compact disc version of the show so that there is no question about what he said, what you said, and hopefully we can see a resolve to this challenge within the next month or so.
Well, I won't be staying tuned in. My doctor has told me that 11:30 is my limit, and he may be knocking on the door any moment at all to check on me.
All right. Well, not a problem. You take care of yourself, sir. Heal well. We're all thinking about you and praying for you, and I wish you the best, and you've been a real gentleman. Thank you for joining us.
Don't pray for me, please, because prayer, as we just found out recently, doesn't seem to work very well. I have to thank the millions of people who didn't pray for me, and I recovered so nicely.
Well, then I'll tell you what. We won't pray for you either.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Heal very well, Mr. Andy.
Righto.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, and you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio program. This evening, our guest was James Randi, the amazing Randi, talking about his million-dollar paranormal challenge. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have paranormal investigator, demonologist, and radio show host Lou Gentile on to talk to us about him taking up that challenge. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the darkness on the edge of town. Stay tuned. There is more to come.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com, serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
If you read Tapster Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Tapster Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We'll be right back.
ghosts and aliens, these guys wouldn't be getting any action at all.
Yeah, baby!
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, along with me, Tim Dennis, my co-host and producer. As you just tuned in, you missed our first interview with the amazing Randy, James Randy, who's a magician and skeptic and is out there trying to disprove, if you will, and not disprove, but he's trying to find proof of the paranormal. On the line with us, we have paranormal investigator, demonologist, and the host of his own radio show every week. It's a paranormal radio show. It's the Lou Gentile Show. And Lou, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. I appreciate you coming on the show and following up James Randy and talking to us here about your chance that you're taking here of taking the $1 million challenge that he's put out there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Now, you made this available January, is that correct, when you, January 9th, I believe it was?
Yeah. Okay. I believe January 9th is when I announced that within 2 weeks I would be taking the challenge and did some radio shows with Randy and did exactly like I said, and 2 weeks later officially put in my application for the $1 million challenge.
Right. A hard copy, I believe, was received by the James Randi Educational Foundation on January 20th. Now, again, for people just tuning in, if you have an interest in finding out more about what this paranormal challenge is, you can go to James Randi's website. You can do that at Randi, randi.org. You can go there. It's all laid out for you. Now, let's talk a little bit, Mr. Gentile. You're making the attempt, and this is the first attempt, if I'm correct in remembering this, this is the first attempt of going forward with electronic voice phenomena.
Yeah, it took me a while. I was getting it for years beforehand, and, it took my listeners to say, hey, you know, maybe you should go ahead and try out for this $1 million paranormal challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about it and submitted my, actually put a press release out first saying that I was going to do it. And in the very beginning when I started doing interviews with Randy, you know, he was coming along with the normal skeptical mumbo-jumbo that he does with everybody. And then we moved along to me actually officially putting in the challenge. And the first thing that they did was they put all misspellings up on their forum of the challenge that I had, which was a legal document, spell-checked and grammatically correct and everything else. And they started with that. I got a message in my email from Kramer. And then we started to very slowly correspond, my Kramer and myself. And Kramer was like the head of their paranormal claims department. And slowly but surely, I started finding out that the responses were very, 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 very pleasant and very fine. And I thought, okay, you know, this might go along pretty good, and everything might actually turn out all right with this. Then I go to find out from my listeners that Kramer had quit his job because Randy believes that everybody should be concerned about Randy and everybody should read up on Randy and visit his website. And where we're at today is basically a very, I don't know, over the last 90 days, just very bland three, four, five-word replies from emails, and it's all documented up on that website. I mean, I might have gotten, like, maybe five responses from these people, and three of them were actually when Kramer had left.
Okay.
I think that these guys treat the people in the paranormal community like we're a bunch of quacks, which, granted, there are about, I don't know, 90-95% of them that put their claims up there that they act like they're quacks because they just don't follow the rules and
right.
Come up with all kinds of goofy things. But
well, now, in all fairness, here, though, with James Randi, with having the heart surgery and the problems, you understand the delay with that, correct?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
But it went on his website, and, you know, I mean, this is correct with people that go and they find out that they need to have heart surgery.
Right.
So nobody knew if this was a sudden thing or if he was scheduled for it. The information in the very beginning, before, I don't know, whatever it was, April, February, before February, was very bland about him going in. And as soon as I put my claim in, I think a week or two later on his website, he claimed that he was going in for open heart surgery. Nobody said that he had a heart attack at TAM, nothing like that.
Okay.
It just seems to me very clear at this particular stage of the game, they think that everybody's a wackadoo inside of this field. They treat us like garbage. They do not contact, as he just said, as he just told you, his whole little thing, his whole little response and everything. Here's something that I have given the guy every contact piece of contact information for me, cell phone, home phone, email address, primary email address. He didn't send that to the normal primary email address. He went on the site and he went on to the contact us place and it sent it to my email, which goes to a different email address. It doesn't go to my main one. He knows how to get in contact with me. He's not doing it. He treats these people, including me, as though we're beneath him, as though we have to bow down to him. And as far as what he was saying earlier about him being a skeptic, no. I think he's a skeptic and a debunker at the same time. As bizarre as that may sound, because here's a man that is talking about, oh, yeah, we just haven't seen it yet. But guess what? The bottom line is that he makes these little sly remarks. Oh, they're little sticks, and they're little this, and they're little that. You know, and anybody who's seriously involved in the paranormal, whether it's dowsing or psychic abilities or anything like that, some of these people take it very, very seriously. And yet James, you know, finds it a big joke, and I guess he thinks that we're all supposed to go to his website and jump through hoops for them for this $1 million, which technically, I honestly don't think that you know, we should have to jump through as many hoops as this guy wants for $1 million. Let's face it. $1 million is $1 million, but still.
Now, the one thing, though, to keep in mind, you know, people that are in certain professions, you've got doctors, paramedics, policemen, they get jaded after a long time of seeing carnage and violence, and it becomes almost jokeable to them. They kind of kid around about it. Now, this guy's been doing this type of investigating for over 60 years. Isn't it safe to say that maybe the reason he kind of laughs is because after 60 years of, as you mentioned, 90 to 95% of people out there that try to take the challenge, that don't want to follow the rules, don't want to listen, and when they do come in, they make complete asses of themselves. Don't you think, though, that at that point, you know, he kind of has earned the right to kind of laugh about it, because there's been so many miserable failures and so many people claiming that they have these abilities that nobody can stand up and do it.
Do I have the right, after doing my radio show after 7 years, to call everybody a wacko?
Well, sure, it works good for Howard Stern.
Well, but I
understand your position.
I'd have no guess if I was like that, even though I look for the truth in what these people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Still have to give people a certain amount of respect.
Sure.
It's like applying for anything. Mm-hmm. Certain amount of respect, and you have to have some kind of a protocol in which you will have people notified. They notify people on their website. They don't notify people via email. I never got an email to the email addresses that I submitted in my challenge.
Okay.
I get an email from this guy. I didn't know anybody can put in any fake email address they want on my website.
Okay.
And, you know, it took me to make that claim for him to finally stand up and, you know, and going on your show and being able to actually say, oh, well, we're going to take this guy's trust because we have sealed envelopes. Well, that's all fine and dandy. You want to have these sealed envelopes. But how about this? How about I get a third party that's involved that can verify that these words aren't like, you know, fructolativo or something like that, something outlandish, because this guy is noted for doing goofy things like this.
Right, but according to what I'm reading from his release and what he's requesting is, he's going to hand you an envelope, you're going to ask the spirit or the entity that's there with you what this word says. He's
right.
Going to say automobile. You're going to then tear open the envelope and pour it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if the word
here's the thing. Where is this? I haven't even gotten a copy of it.
Well, I've got a copy. I can make sure to get a copy of it sent over to you.
I would love it, because This is what I'm talking about.
Sure.
They do not send anything to their claimants.
Okay. Well, and again, I understand your situation of worrying, because you say anybody could fake an email address and send it in. You know, personally, I'd be happy to even conference both of you in, so I know that you're getting the call. Then you don't have to make the call. He doesn't have to make the call. I'll make the call and bring you both together so we can get this challenge done.
Don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that when they go to my personal email address that it can fake. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that on my website, on the contact form, it has where you have to manually put in your website ad or your email address. And then, you know, submit it. So I have, like, all kinds of people that write goofy things in that, and half of them are fake.
Well, the reason, and when I say that, when I'm offering to bring you guys together, it's not as a challenge to either one of you. It's the fact that I'm a skeptical believer. I still don't know what I believe out there, but I've seen amazing things. EVPs, I've always hated them. To me, they always look fake. They always come off BS. I'll tell you, the first time I ever saw somebody pull an EVP that impressed me was you.
Well, I
went to
the
Penn State conference. We got to do the ghost hunt with you. I stood a foot away from you as you collected EVPs and you played them back immediately. There was no sleight of hand. You weren't plugging in other sounds. And I heard clear voices. That, to me, was impressive. That's why I'd like to get this thing done, get you a chance at it.
And that's all fine and dandy, but, you know, as usual, what Randy is asking, it's not that there's a voice that's talking. Now it has to be that, you know, these things can see through boxes. You know, I could understand that, you know, I went ahead and I put that out there for him. Never got a response until tonight. It's been, what, almost 3 weeks since I put that out there to him?
Okay. But you agreed to that. That's something that you said that you're willing to do. You have that posted up on your site.
I did agree to that. I did agree, and I made it easy for him, okay? And it has worked in the testing that I've done. As a matter of fact, this weekend, I've actually even proved to a reporter that they can actually see us.
Great.
They can physically see us. And this is a reporter from a major Philadelphia newspaper that's doing a front page article on me.
Sure.
Now, the thing is that this guy's now claiming that it has to be what? I mean, from what I heard, it sounded like they had 20 envelopes and I had to get half of them right?
No. What it said, and I've got the exact protocol here, It says, we have a set of 100 envelopes, each containing a different plainly printed word from a target pool. Okay. Each word denotes a common object. The envelopes are randomized. Mr. Gentile has been given the complete list of words in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Mr. Gentile will choose one envelope and will ask his entity what's printed inside the envelope after looking at the complete list of words.
Okay.
That envelope will be immediately opened and we will record whether the entity is correct or not correct.
Okay.
We will repeat this process 20 times. Mr. Gentile, assisted by anyone he chooses, will interpret what he says as an audio image from the entity. If the entity has correctly guessed the word inside the envelope 10 times, the test will be ruled a success.
Okay.
So basically, and that's what I asked him again on the show this evening, basically what he's telling you is that out of 100 envelopes, you just have to get 10 right.
Right. And look, I agree. I understand that the guy's sick. He's going through, you know, godforsaken bypass surgery. But,
right.
You know, it's just, if this was the table's turn here, you know that he'd be having a time clock up on his site and everything else. The same thing that he did to Sylvia Brown. Same exact thing. I know how these people operate and know how they work. If he wants to do this, I have no problem doing that.
Okay.
And what I'm claiming, even with the sealed envelopes, it's a double-blind test for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and I agree. You know, I sat back and thought about it, and I said to myself, well, you know, how is this guy going to be able to say he heard a word? I mean, if something clearly says, you know, his name or another name, he could just very well say, no, I didn't hear anything.
Right. Well, he didn't say that. He's saying that you will, after you open up the envelope, you'll give him the word. You'll tell him what the word is. So it's up to you and whoever you want, you know, if you have somebody else there to help determine what that word is.
Right.
But it can't be, if the word is bicycle, it can't be, your answer can't be motorcycle. It's got to be an exact match.
Sure.
In order to take this challenge. To me, that sounds pretty fair, as long as you're hitting the word on there and you're getting it. And he's allowing it up to your subjective nature for you to be able to determine exactly what the word says.
Right.
But then there's no hedging. You know, I can understand that, and I hope, you know, as a rational man, you can as well, that if you think it's saying bicycle and you say, I believe the word is coming through bicycle, and then you open it up, it says motorcycle, there's no going back and going, oh, no, maybe he did say motorcycle.
Right.
Because, see, I could see that then, and you know from a skeptical point of view, that would look...
Completely understand.
Pretty fake.
Completely.
Okay. So doing that and going forward. Now, first of all, you know, I have a great question from one of the listeners here. She'd emailed in. Her name is Stacy, and she says, you have an unusual success rate when obtaining EVPs. What do you feel is the key? Is it your attitude? Is it the phrasing? Or is it the equipment?
That's still unknown at this point. A lot of speculation is because I'm involved with the work that I'm involved with, maybe because I take this field very seriously. I don't know. It could be a slew of all of the above. I just have no idea why.
Okay. Now, one question I have for you, too, from listening to it, some of the other EVPs that you played for us while we were there that weekend, a lot of them come out this real creepy, almost demonic growling noise. And then the voice sounded very similar to the exact same voices we heard when we were doing the investigation together. And granted, for everybody that wasn't there at the Penn State conference this year, Lou was nice enough to have people go out in a group of about 20. We got to go on a ghost hunt with them to two known haunted spots on campus. And in the basement of the Botany building, I believe it was, we were picking up crazy EVPs, and the lights were lighting up. You had a voice-activated recorder, and you could physically see the light up while it was speaking, and then we could play it back. What I was curious about is, as the night kind of progressed, and it was, you know, everybody was getting tired, that's when we started getting the answers, and they were very clear, they were very gruff, but they sounded exactly like the other voices. Do you feel that maybe you just have one spirit with you, or a guide with you, and that's who's talking to you all the time on these tapes?
I wouldn't say that, because it has been proven when I've been out in many different locations that these things change, like fingerprints, location. There are some times where they sound a little bit alike, but give you an example, a place like Gettysburg will give me different EVPs than going to a place 50 miles away at somebody's house.
Sure.
It's a little bit different. Sometimes, is it possible that there could be a spirit that's following me around that's doing this? It's very well possible. But, you know, the point is that we're not trying to say that we have one entity or multiple entities. We're just trying to prove here that there is something that is out there that is answering questions and that can see us.
And it is intelligent.
That is intelligent.
Okay.
Now,
so
what that is, I'm not concerned with at this particular point, because science wouldn't be concerned with it either.
Right.
You have to first establish that communication can be made. Once that communication is made, then we can go ahead after the challenge is done, whatever that the outcome may happen to be, and hopefully it'll be that, you know, I'll get the $1 million. But after that, we'll find out maybe, you know, where are these things from, and more research will go into exactly where these entities are from, the extent of their knowledge, and you know, just look at it in a different way. You know, look at EVPs the way that most people aren't looking at them today. Because let's face it, when people get EVPs, they're communicating with something that's invisible.
Right.
That's the whole thing, and that is the most amazing thing that is in our history of the world right now, to communicate with things that are invisible, that can see us.
Well, the government themselves has billion-dollar projects like the SETI program, where they're trying to hear transmissions from all over the galaxy and wherever it may be coming from. Why do you think it is that they would spend billions of dollars and government time to investigate those but scoff at the idea of an EVP?
Because science would say that they're looking for physical evidence of something in outer space. Let's face it, there's an infinite possibility.
Right, but a sound wave coming back is not physical evidence. It's no more physical evidence than, you know, you're still just making an assumption that means that there's something out there.
They're looking for a transmission. A transmission
right.
would be a very physical piece of evidence for them that there is life out there.
Well, isn't a transmission on your recorder of a voice responding to the questions you directly ask a transmission? Wouldn't that be considered physical evidence as well?
It would.
Okay.
It would, but I'm not using scientific means. I'm not using the, let's say, the different frequency scanners to scan the physical universe.
Okay.
Specific areas where, let's say, we have, you know, a galaxy where we're not like pointing. I'm not pointing my recorder at a galaxy and saying, okay, is there anybody there? I'm going anywhere at any time, inside my car, in haunted locations, not inside haunted locations, and just asking questions. I'm not targeting it at the car interior and saying, is there anything inside of the car interior in this dimension? I'm just asking questions. That's why I'm saying once it's done, and once we have went ahead and established that there is communication, then we find out where it's coming from.
All right. Well, now, I've got the email from James Randi in the group, the protocol that I just read to you, and it even lists the 100 words. I'll be happy to forward that on to you directly after the show.
Sure.
Make sure that you've got a copy of it for yourself so that we can go forward. What's the next step for you, then?
Well, the next step is, I mean, Randi is, I mean, once I accept the challenge, whatever he wants to do. I mean, apparently he's got some time to recover, so that's all on hold until he can...
Well,
you know,
according to what it sounded like to me, was he's pushing this quicker. He's now got, he was going to make it wait for a while, but because he knew you were coming on the show and he was coming on the show, they've already got the 100 words. They've already got the 100 envelopes. It's sitting in a safe in Florida right now waiting for you to take the challenge.
Now,
once I send this over to you, are you going to make a call to Randi to try to get this thing up?
Yeah, within 2 weeks, I will make a decision what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I want to read it, go over it with Kevin Mears, who's assisting me with this. You know, it's not a spontaneous process. I'm not just going to be, you know, like everybody else and go, yeah, I'll take it right now. I want to make sure that I'm not going to get screwed over. I want to read it. I want to see it. I will make some phone calls. I will talk with some people. And more than likely, I will accept it. If it's what I had told him in that email, I have no problem with that. But I want to make sure that I'm covered as well, so that this is looked at as scientific and as logic as possible without either of us looking like idiots.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Gentile,
to make him look like an idiot.
Right. Is What measures, if any, that you can tell us are you going to take to try and protect yourself against maybe trickery or some sort of tomfoolery or skullduggery from the Amazing Randy? Is there something that you could share with us that you can document this experience, or will he let you document this experience so that you have your objective side as well to the whole argument?
What do you mean exactly?
Well, Tim, I think they're going to, I mean, it's pretty objective. There's a box with 100 envelopes. He's going to draw them out. He's going to hold the envelope and ask the spirit what the word is on that card, and then he's going to play back the recorder, see what the word is, tear open the envelope, pull out the card, and if the word matches what's inside that envelope, it's a...
Right, but I'm saying that, okay, even between two parties, there's right. room for an argument as to what one sees and one doesn't see. Is this going to be independently videotaped or...
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to document the whole process. I mean, you can't tell me that I'm not going to be able to take a video camera and document everything that's going on.
I don't think he's going to have a problem with that. I think he wants his butt covered, too, so that you're not claiming that something's not happening as well.
Why not? I mean, why not have a security specialist that's not on my side or his side? Watch them do whatever they have to do and seal these envelopes up and put them in.
Okay.
I'd have to make sure that these envelopes are not rigged or trickery tricked in any way.
How could that be? If he puts the 100 envelopes in front of you and you pick one up and ask a question, how can it be rigged or tricked?
That's the logical question, but I'm sure that there's a way to do anything.
Okay. I'm not sure I follow you on that. And if
you know,
from what I just read you with what you were willing to accept and
right.
reading to you exactly what he just said he was willing to accept, which is identical things, you wanted to do 200, he's willing to even do it less and do 100 of them. And all you have to do is get 10% of them correct.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the, why a 2-week wait period? It sounds like you've been chomping at the bit to get this thing going, and now he's ready for you, and I'm just curious, what would be the 2-week wait period for?
Because I want to wait, and I have to make phone calls and find out everything that, people's suggestions, what people may be looking out for.
Okay.
I have to talk to my people. I mean, when I was trying to find out what was going on, and I was waiting 90 days, I waited very patiently. What's two
sure.
weeks?
No. Well, that's fine. I'm just curious, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one out there that's listening to this that's kind of scratching his head on that deal, because you have wanted to do it, and if these things are mashing up pretty quickly to being exactly what you're both agreeing upon, I would think 2 weeks, you know, well, let's just get it done tomorrow kind of deal.
Well, I mean, look, here I'm finding out tonight that this guy has sent me something which I've never gotten.
Okay.
Doesn't that make you go, what's going on here?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I need 2 weeks.
Okay. That's fine by me. Like I said, I was just curious if there was a specific reason, if there was something that was going on.
I mean,
you know, because their side of it is that every time they claim that they're responding to you ready to do this, you kind of scramble off and then don't respond, and then your response to them is, I haven't heard from them. And then I'm just worried that it's going to solidify their side of the argument that you're running scared from them.
I'm not running scared from them. It's documented on my website. I mean, my server can be logged of what emails came in from where. I mean, it's my server. I have the logs of those things.
Sure. But unfortunately, I don't have access to see those things to know that for a fact. And it could just... Right.
Not that I'm jetting off.
Sure.
Now, all of a sudden, after 107 days, this guy's going to all of a sudden just say, oh, yeah, we're ready to go. Here we go. Come on, hurry up. Let's do it. Just exactly like the media does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the guy submitted everything the way and even got in contact with me, this wouldn't be the situation right now. But I think 2 weeks isn't anything to wait for.
Nope, that's fine. Like I said, I was just curious if there was something in specific about it. Well, I'd love to have you back on the show. We're wrapping up here in a few seconds. I'd love to have you back in the show to talk about your experiences with other things. You had a great presentation at Penn State. You had some fantastic EVP evidence and some stuff I'd love to chat with you about. I'd also like to keep in touch with you to find out where you're at with this so that we can keep our listeners tuned. And everybody that is listening, if you want updates, you can check both Lou's site at Lou Gentile. That's LouGentile.com. You can listen to Lou's show each week or each night of the week, Monday through Friday, and you can also check there for all the updates on what's going on with him taking on this event. You can also check out Randy's side of things at randi.com. But we'd love to have you back on here in the future with us, Lou, and talk some more about it and find out where you're at in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that good?
It's not a problem. Did he post this up on his website yet?
I don't know if it's officially posted up on there. I just know he shot me the email because I wanted to know specifically, as you heard me at the beginning, he said the proposed protocol from you was unacceptable, complicated, and unwieldy. I wanted to know what about it was and what would he propose. So he sent it to me and said that this is what he was proposing, and he had sent off to you with the list of words. So I've got it. I'll send it to you tonight. As soon as we get off the show at midnight Central Time here, I'll email that email directly over to you, and you can review that as well.
All right, Dave.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Gentile. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show at www.darknessradio.com. We'll be right back after the top of the hour here in news with our next guest from the TV show Ghost Hunters, Dustin Perry.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.